This is The Naked Scientist with Kat Arney and with Chris Smith. This week, we're talking about the genetics of obesity and how what a woman eats when she's pregnant could affect the long-term health of her offspring. But first, let me remind you that we do put up a full transcript of this programme on our website, and that transcript includes all of the references to the published news items that we discuss in our news, as well as photographs illustrating what our interview guests are talking about and what they're discussing. The website also allows you to listen to individual parts of the programme. So to find that, you just have to visit thenakedscientist.com/podcasts. And if you click on the titles of the shows, you'll find the transcripts and the listen links. Now, at this point, I must also say thank you to Black Pig, who are the Cambridge-based full-service design agency who have helped us to redesign our site. So if you like the look of what they do, do consider using them. They're at blackpig.co.uk.
But now it's time for this week's Kitchen Science. This week it's all about food, and in particular, because it's been mine and Dr. Chris's birthdays, it's about birthday party food. So here's Ben and Dave.
Hello and welcome to this week's Kitchen Science, where because it's Dr. Chris's birthday this week, happy birthday, Chris, we have decided that we will make some Kitchen Science party food. Now, of course, Dave couldn't resist the chance to do an experiment with some party food. So, Dave, what have you done, and will it still be edible?
It should be entirely edible, so if you want to do this at home, you can eat it afterwards, that's fine. What we're going to do is make some jelly, or for those more American-minded of you, Jell-O, and we're going to chuck in some different fruit and see what happens.
This doesn't really sound like an experiment so far, it just sounds like making party food. But what fruit have you brought with you?
Brought a selection of fruit. I've got some apple, some orange, some kiwi, some pineapple and some tinned pineapple.
OK, well, this all sounds very delicious so far. Is there anything special about the jelly that you're using?
No, just bog-standard jelly from a supermarket, made up as the directions suggest. I'm going to pour it over the chopped-up fruit and leave it in the fridge for a couple of hours to set.
Now, of course, jelly does take a couple of hours to set, so people won't be able to do this during the show. And I can see that you've already poured all of this out, and we're going to leave it to set now. So why do you think this is worthy of Kitchen Science?
Well, you may have heard that you shouldn't make jelly using some fruits, so I thought we'd do an experiment to find out which.
OK, well, we will get our jelly mix into the fridge now. We have one with apple, one with orange, one with kiwi fruit, one with tinned pineapple, and one with fresh pineapple. And, of course,